Hello and welcome to this week's Weekly Wisdom Tips. And this week we're going to be talking about anger and fights and getting off your position. I'm certain that in many occasions this process of producing a blog post for you and producing a podcast is every bit as much for me as it is for you. It really gives me a chance to look at situations that arise in my life, circumstances that challenge me, and then to look, of course, at what do I think about them, what am I inclined to do about them, and how do I resolve them. And like anybody else, I find myself in uncomfortable situations at times, and I'd like to think that those situations arise much less frequently because of the work I've done. And that's true. I really don't fight very often. I really don't get upset very often. And when I do, I tend to bounce back from those experiences fairly quickly. And I think that's the gift that I bring to those of you who are listening to this program, to the people who are attempting to be more effective leaders and salespeople, direct sellers and the like, and just better human beings with more character. There is undoubtedly a challenge, a constant tug of war going on inside of each and every one of us when it comes to what the right thing is to do, or when we know the right thing, if we have the wherewithal to do it, or if we're going to allow our emotions and our need to be right to pull us toward a particular set of behaviors. And you've heard me talk before about the idea of necessary strength, that, you know, when you're in that tug of war and your emotions are pulling on one end of the rope, how strongly are you able to pull the other way? All the work that needs to be done is an inside job. It's that old Pogo line from the comic strip where he says, "We have met the enemy, and he is us." We are our own worst enemy, because the egoic demand to be right, the egoic demand to express our anger and to make somebody else wrong, is extremely powerful and extremely compelling. So to not go down that road is an act of pure courage and bravery. And I want to come into this conversation today saying that and being fully aware and fully respectful of you and compassionate with you if this is not where you are, if you haven't been able to outpull the demands and expectations of your ego and your emotions. It's nothing bad about you, but it's something that if you can gain the necessary strength and if you can have the paradigm shift to see that there's something to be gained by going the other way, well, then I will have done my job and I will have been able to justify some of the experiences that I've had to work very hard to create. You know, I've had a few of them in the very recent past, just the other day. I ended up in a fight with a good friend, and it had to do with a relatively incidental issue. I was staying at her apartment as a house guest, and borrowed a computer bag from a closet in order to take my computer to the Apple store where it needed to be worked on. It was a rainy day. I had forgotten to bring a bag for my computer, and so I just reached in and found this bag. It had a little stack of papers in it, which were visible, so I pulled them out and put them aside and just took this bag, kind of a ratty old bag, and put my thing in it and went and used it. Well, as it turned out, this bag didn't belong to her or her husband, but rather it belonged to the person from whom they were subletting the apartment, and they felt that I shouldn't use it. So I guess my initial reaction to that was irritation. I didn't feel truly entitled. I just felt like it was a simple thing to take this bag and use it for my purposes and put it back when I was done, and that wasn't her point of view or his point of view. And we didn't stay on that for a long time. It wasn't like I kept fighting for my position. But the conversation then ended up being about the tendency that I might have to defend my position and to not regard the other person's point of view. So it ended up getting more general and a little bit ugly. And I ended up feeling kind of hurt by some of the things that she said and some of the things that her husband had said that didn't feel justified or correct. And so I worked really hard to try to make my point of view understood. And as she continued to tell me all the things that, you know, that this fight unearthed old issues and concerns about my behavior in a couple of situations, I felt attacked and mistreated and misunderstood. And I also felt pretty judgmental toward her and her husband in terms of the point of view they were expressing, because I thought they were wrong, just plain old wrong. And it was a painful and irritating experience for a long time. And eventually what happened was that our moods calmed down a bit, our energy calmed down a bit, and she became better able to give me examples that I could relate to of why what I was doing was bothersome to her. So that basically meant that I had a new way of looking at it. And I was eventually able to own my part of it, say I was sorry. Before which, all I could do was keep fighting, because what I wanted was for her to hear my hurt and my pain and my frustration and the way in which I was being mistreated. And what she wanted was for me to acknowledge that, you know, that I understood what she was asking of me and that I had respect for her enough to do what she said. And neither one of us was giving very much toward that end until, as I said, tempers calmed and she started to explain it in a way that I got it. And I started softening, and I started being more compassionate, and I started listening more and agreeing more with some of the things she was saying and reluctantly seeing my part in it and admitting that. And once that happened, that kind of opened the door for her to be more compassionate about me, about how I felt, about what it felt like to be attacked the way I felt like I had been attacked, and to share her true underlying feelings about me. And over time, we got to the other side of this thing. She understood why it was painful to hear what I was hearing and why I felt like a lot of it was unjustified. And I was able to give to her the fact that some of what she said was saying was justified, and the issue came much closer to resolution. It wasn't me yelling louder. It wasn't me getting her to acquiesce to any demands that I had. What really finally brought the thing to fruition was me calming down enough to listen and sort of get inside of her skin, see what it really felt like to be on the receiving end of what she felt was wrong on my part or hurtful or painful on my part. And owning that there were things I was doing that were aggravating to her and irritating to her and hurtful to her. And in being able to calm down enough to do that, she began to feel safer and maybe even a little bit more grateful, and that gratitude allowed her to be a little bit more generous with her attention. And then she listened a little bit more to what I had to say. And eventually, we got each other. We got what was really going on under the surface, and we came to a resolution. And I know that there are things that I'll do differently in her presence. I know there are things that she'll do differently in my presence to not have a fight like that happen again. I understand her better as a result. And the residual pain, the residual hurt, was able to be softened by the safe space that we created so that I could then really admit that I was sad, that I was hurt, that I missed a certain quality of relationship to her. So you as a leader have this all the time. There are people who might be letting you down or people who feel that you're letting them down. And there are times when you might get severe and you might even have to. But the real question is, can you have kind of an overriding sense of resolution, a willingness and a desire to get through to the other side of it? And yes, if you have to stay in your anger for a little bit to get those points made, well, then sometimes that has to happen, but do it respectfully. And ultimately, look for the moment at which the other person says something that helps you understand them better. And then really listen and really own and really apologize. And then find a way to strive to do the same for them, to have them understand where you're at, not from a place of being high and mighty, but from a place of being truthful and vulnerable and ultimately loving. I think this is huge. I think this is such an important lesson. It has been for me. I know the pain of fighting with people. I know the pain of feeling let down and the pain of seeing somebody else that likes you or that you've experienced as liking you look at you with disdain because of the nature of that fight. And it just doesn't serve you. It doesn't serve you as a leader in any of the circumstances that we've talked about. It doesn't serve you as a parent or a CEO or a salesperson or a leader of a direct selling line. It just doesn't serve you. You have to be able to rise above the resentment as quickly as possible. Not to do it instantly, not to try to never express yourself. Self-expression is hugely important. But where can you find that moment? It's almost like you're mining gold. You know, you're out there and you're doing your thing, but you know, somewhere there's a gold nugget and you're going to find it as quickly as you can. So even in the midst of a fight, there's a part of you that needs to be there whose job it is to find that thread and pull on it, the thread that's going to pull you onto a rope that you can climb out of the fight with. Be forgiving. Be understanding. Communicate with respect. And look for that common ground. Look to get on the same side of each problem. Look for the resolution. And know that if you're walking away from fights without having done that part, that fight's not over. That fight will continue, and it will continue to brew and fester and eat away at the relationship, and a whole lifetime can go by with two people who are fighting and have never resolved their issue. And that's a painful and a lonely place to live, and if you've done it with more than one person, you're not showing up as you, and neither are they. So have the courage to have the fight, but also have the courage to play by the right ground rules and to have the correct intention, and even to state that intention. My intention is to get to the other side of this, and I'm in it until I can, and I want to get better at that so I can get to the other side of it as quickly as possible and feel I could finally take that deep breath and feel like some energy, some positive energy has finally come back into this relationship. And then you, as a leader, I promise, will be a better leader because you'll have more people with whom you're sharing a genuine relationship. So I hope you've taken this to heart, and I hope that you are willing to rise above the need to be right, set aside your judgments, be forgiving, be loving, and look for that common ground. I'll be putting together a Hypnosis for Change segment on this very topic. If you're a member of the Hypnosis for Change program, that's the Mindful Selling and Leadership program. Watch for that. If you're not a member, it's, I believe, $10 a month at this point in time, at the time of this recording. And to get on the program, there's a red button on the right side of the webpage that will get you there. And then you can listen to the hypnotic recording that helps your subconscious mind receive this information at a deeper level. If you're in a fight, I hope you end it elegantly and quickly and come to a place of love and understanding. If you're not, I hope you avoid them and that you live an honest and loving life with everyone around you. Be good. Have a wonderful week, and God bless.